Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. We've got a great show today. My guest will be Leo McClure, the head baseball coach at Central High School in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, actually the town of Central. Great interview. I had a chance to sit down with Leo and talk about his three sons that played sports at LSU and also at Central High School. Leo's been doing this a long time, coaching baseball. He's got a great pitching staff. We talk about that. And we talk about a lot of stuff over the years. Also, Todd McClure's days with the Atlanta Falcons and LSU football as a center, longtime center in the NFL with the Atlanta Falcons. We talk about that. We talk about his recruiting story, how Todd McClure ended up at LSU. It's a very great, I think it's a great story. That's what this podcast is really made for, is to tell great stories, especially from the parents. And Leo being a coach all the years, it was just a great interview. I was really happy to see Leo and sit down with him at Central High School. Great interview. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to introduce our sponsors, and then we're going to go into the interview with Leo McClure, head baseball coach at Central High School. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to Sports Scouting Report. Before we get to interview with Leo McClure, Central High School, I want to thank our sponsor, especially speaking to the city of Central. Be sure to check out our sponsor, Treads and Care Tire Company, which is located in Central, their new location on Hooper Road, Park Place Drive. Beautiful, great new location for Devin Holly, who's been in business since 1971. They do brakes, oil changes, alignments, air conditioning repair, tire light, check engine, and they also do pickup and delivery. Be sure to give them a call. They have all major brands of tires. Their number of the call is 225-331-8144. They are located in the city of Central, like I said, on Hooper Road, Park Place Drive. That's 331-8144 is the number to call. Also want to thank Medine's Collision Center. Great people, owned since the 1960s. On Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's 5275 Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. If you need a paint job on your car and truck or any body work, be sure to call Medine's Collision Center. Great people, Medine's. Family owned since the 1960s. And also, John Harvey Toyota in Shreveport, Bossier City. John Harvey Subaru. Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Be sure to support our sponsors. They're a big part of why we can do this podcast. I want to go ahead and go into our interview, which I'm excited to share with our listeners. Check out this first part of our interview with Leo McClure, the head baseball coach at Central High School. Check this out.
Okay, I'm at Central High School today, and it's a treat when you can see someone you haven't seen in a long time, a legendary baseball coach. He's actually coached just about every sport you can imagine. Leo McClure, the current baseball coach at Central High School, back.
I think I might be the first guy to be the head coach of all three major sports here.
That's football, basketball, and baseball. I remember baseball. You did basketball, too. Yeah,
For 7 years, and was the AD head football coach for 2 years.
Yeah, and obviously, Todd, your son, had a long career at Atlanta Falcons. You still have a house in Atlanta.
I do. Live in Atlanta.
And you have a place here you rent, but you still have a residence in Atlanta. But
I jokingly tell everybody I live in Atlanta. I sleep on Blackwater Road.
And I know where that's at.
So right.
People hear this in Shreveport, Coach. They hear this in Monroe, New Orleans, Lake Charles, St. Tammany. Parrish. People that might not know who you are, North Louisiana, they know you in basketball, they know you in baseball, you're back in baseball. What's it like to be back at Central now 2.5 years?
I think the fun part of that question is this. Number one, I graduated from Central High School. I graduated in 1973, which was the old high school. It was supposed to open this school that we're at now in 73. It didn't make it. It opened a year after I graduated. To be back, which I take a lot of pride in Central Athletics. I went to school here. My kids went to school here. A lot of players I've coached over the years have went to school here. Even though I wasn't a part of the baseball state championships over the years, I either had family members playing or kids that played for me that participated in, or my own sons. So it's an exciting time to be back.
I got to mention this, and I'm just off the top of my head. I didn't research it. Maybe some guru might say I'm wrong. But I don't know of anybody from Baton Rouge to have three sons play at LSU sports. You had three, Tana, Trey, Todd.
Right.
I don't know of anybody else to have three sons play sports.
Maybe the Kinchins. I don't know that the Kinchins were close.
That's two.
And as it turns out, Trey went there first in baseball with Skip. Todd signed with Jerry DiNardo. Tana started with Skip and then transferred out to Delgado and finished at Southeastern.
And speaking of family, we got to brag on your grandson, who we just talked about, speaking of Delgado, who was a football player at Zachary High School. I thought he was a great linebacker. Big kid, 6'2.5", 225, you told me. Delgado, talk about your grandson that was at Zachary High School and his last year this year at Delgado baseball now.
This is his second year at Delgado with Joe Sherman, who's a good friend
great
of our
coach.
Entire family. The Sherman,
unbelievable.
The crew. History of baseball in New Orleans is mind-boggling. Maverick, when he was a senior at Zachary, had two quick concussions. And Todd, with his knowledge and experience with football and concussions, he didn't want his kid to have the third one. So he gave up football, focused on baseball. And then he is a sophomore this year at Delgado, played behind an LSU commit last year and a ULL commit. So he'll either play first or left, we're thinking, this year for Joe Sherman at Delgado. Big kid, can swing the bat a little bit, got a good arm from the outfield, but he can swing the bat a little bit. So it'll be interesting to watch him play.
See how it plays out, where
right.
It'll go. Tell everybody what your boys are doing now. We know you're back at Central with baseball. We're going to talk about your team in a minute. But
okay, Trey, obviously, that played baseball at LSU, is with Marucci.
Okay.
Which is an unbelievable company with Kurt Ainsworth and Kyle Acard and those guys and all the major league guys. Tana is also with Marucci. They're want to say national sales guys. They sell to all of the baseball academies across the world, country
product,
and world.
Not a bad product to sell.
And then they're really busy with that, and they've got their own baseball organization called Pelicans Baseball, kids from 5 to 14. They've got like 20 teams. They've got their own facility now on Trey's property. And then Todd, of course, retired 7 or 8 years ago with the Falcons. Todd does one thing, volunteer. He volunteers at Northwestern Middle with his son, his youngest son, who's an eighth grader. He volunteers his time and coaches football. He also does the same in baseball in the summer. But Todd's in the bull business and distressed wood business. He's got a lot of bulls for the pro rodeos and wood that comes from all over the country,
man,
that people buy for their houses.
That keeps him busy.
Yes, he's real busy.
Now, his youngest son, will he go to Zachary probably? Or
He is scheduled to go to Zachary.
They live in Zachary.
It's not like Todd can move to Central because he has a ranch, not a trailer.
Right. Speaking of baseball, you know, growing up, I'm not from Central, but I went to Central class 89. My family moved here from Baton Rouge. And, you know, I fell in love with the town. You know, now it's a city, and it was a great place to grow up if you like to fish and hunt, and just a great community. And just growing up here, baseball was pretty big. I remember the coach tried to get me to go out for baseball because I ran a 4.64, and he's like, look, just run the bases for us. And I'm like, nah. My regret to this day, coach, is not playing baseball because of my size. I wasn't a big guy, but I was very athletic.
Wow.
But all the great players have come out of the school. Some you coached your sons that were great in baseball. you've got a good-looking kid now that's committed to LSU, Dwayne DJ Primo. You're very high on him?
I am. I've got DJ is a lefty, which they're hard to find, that throws really, really hard. And he is a verbal commit, and they're with a new staff. They're still – the new staff comes in now, has got to take another look at him. I've got another really good pitcher, Jimmy Johnson, who's actually my best, and he's a Southeastern commit. And then I've got – both of those are seniors, and I've got a sophomore that threw as a freshman last year, Graydon Harris. That's another Division I pitcher to be. He had a phenomenal freshman year last year.
How big is Graydon, Coach, for being a young kid?
Graydon is 6 foot, 170.
Pretty good size for
yes,
a young kid.
And a lefty also.
Whoa. And you told me, Coach, for a lefty, and I know this just knowing baseball, growing up playing it, a guy throwing 89-90 as a lefty is great. You said he can hit 93.
He hit 93 this summer.
This is DJ Primo.
Which throws him into a whole different level. That's right.
That could even be a draft bracket there.
I would not be surprised if he got drafted because of how hard he throws. And he's got a really, really nasty slider.
How do you like the new LSU baseball coach?
I've talked to him on the phone twice. This is my only involvement with him, and it's actually about DJ.
Met their staff. Have you talked to any of their staff at all?
Fitzgerald on the phone. And that's the only two at this point. But I reached out to him early because, and everybody knows, I mean, I'm an LSU guy.
Yeah.
I don't make any bones about right. that. Doesn't mean I'm not a Southeastern guy or right. a ULL guy, but my roots are at LSU.
What do you think of the baseball program with the talent they have with the new staff? They got a lot of talent coming back. What do you think of watching him with his Arizona teams? Did you keep up with him at Arizona?
A little bit, and I know he brought some players in with him. So
West Coast kids.
Right. LSU's always going to have good players. I think the challenge at LSU, no different than any other SEC school, is the magic, the belief level, that whatever – to get those kids to perform at a level higher than they think they can. I think that's what Skip did. Everybody in the SEC has good players.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an MLB game. If you win 6 out of 10, you're above average.
Everybody's got a closer.
Right.
Everybody's got a middle reliever. Everybody's got 3 starters. Everybody's got hitters. Everybody's got power now.
That's right.
We'll return with more of our interview with Leo McClure. We'll be back in just a moment. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the interview with Leo McClure, the head baseball coach at Central High School. A legend, man. This guy's been coaching forever. I hope you enjoying it. We're going to go ahead and continue with our interview with Leo McClure.
Speaking of Central, speaking of LSU baseball, is Hilliard coming back again to LSU? Is he going
to
use
his knowledge, he is.
He's done a great job at LSU.
He has. He's probably a new coaching staff will be good for him, you know, because he's been a really good pitcher for LSU.
Recovered injury-wise. So.
And you may know more about that than me.
Yeah, had a great pitching in Oregon. Really looked good. And he was pulled early in that game.
It was a regional or super regional, wasn't it?
Yeah, super regional and regional. But sounds like great things going on, Coach, with the team. What do you think of the talent base in Baton Rouge for baseball? You've seen.
Well, a lot of good baseball players.
I know Catholic
strong. Whether it be Catholic, whether it be Dutchtown or Santa or Live Oak or Walker or Zachary or Denham, there's just a lot of good baseball played in the Baton Rouge area, right around Baton Rouge. So
the catcher that signed with LSU from Live Oak.
Really, really good.
What are your thoughts on – his arm and I
thought last year he was the best player in our district.
People thought he'd sign a pro contract and he didn't.
Yeah, so, what he projects at the Division I level, the future will say or we'll see. He throws well, he hits with power, but a lot of guys that go to LSU do that.
Yeah.
You know, he's still got to figure out how to do it at that D1 level.
There's a kid from Dutchtown that signed with LSU from I think it was Delgado. That played at Dutchtown. I don't know if you were here when he was in high school.
He signed this year.
sat this year. You coached against him.
Who's the dog out of this past year?
This past year.
That's who my grandson played by. I can't call his name right now.
Good-looking player.
Oh, an animal. A big, strong-arm power hitter.
Yeah.
Was he a first baseman or an outfielder?
I think he's either or, I think.
Right.
Big kid, 6'2".
Very good player. If I'm not mistaken, he transferred from Nichols to Delgado to be eligible to come to LSU,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
I think.
And his old coach at Lakeshore said he's going to be in the major leagues. That's what he was telling me the other day.
He can hit a baseball.
Yeah, he's a big kid, too. Kind of like your grandson, 6'2", 220.
Good-looking power hitter.
What do you like to see change in high school baseball, Coach? Anything?
No, I'm good with it. The scheduling is real difficult because of three programs going in three different directions on the same day.
Yeah.
One change. I would like for the first round of the playoffs to be a 2 out of 3 because the second and third round are. But on the first round, if you are not necessarily going to win because you're the best team. If the other team's got one dude for a pitcher, they can beat you with one guy and they advance and you don't. And I saw it happen last year to a team.
Three game, you got to have a staff.
You got to have a little better staff. That would be the only rule.
What do you think of Barb? Have you watched them this year at all? I know they're always
stacked. You're talking about the University of Barb?
University of Barb. Yeah.
Well, what do I think of Barb?
Yeah.
Glenn has done such an unbelievable job over the years. Glenn has great players.
Yeah.
But that's because of Glenn. And because of, to me, he's the Alex Box or the LSU of high school baseball. Not just statewide, nationally. He's done a great job. When I got the job here at Central, the first person I called was Glenn. I wrote to Lake Charles. I sat in a dugout with him with a yellow legal pad and said, start talking. Share ideas with me. What did you do? How did you start it? And the other thing that Glenn is, he is a coach that will share with other coaches.
He's not intimidated by anything.
Not at all.
That's good. And obviously you got Airline and Shreveport. You got Captain Shreve and Shreveport. You got Jesuit and New Orleans, Brother Martin. These are just juggernauts every year. West Monroe, Neville. I mean, Wichita's got to play every now and then. I know I'm leaving some people out. There's a ton of Lakeshore, Slidell High.
St. Paul's. Good players in the Alexandria area.
Alexandria High School.
Pineville.
Yeah. I mean, it's constant.
And we just left Lake Charles out.
Right.
You know,
we got Barb and then
Sam Houston, St. Louis.
Right.
Sulphur, a lot of good players.
A lot of kids committed coming up from Sulphur, Sam Houston right now. I watched a couple of them. They're good football player types, but there's a ton. Actually, Coach, even a couple of small schools in Lake Charles have some major league guys coming out. Rose Pine has Ethan Fry, who's committed to LSU, a big 6'4". He's quarterback, about 210. So, I mean, all the small schools in Lake Charles actually are producing a lot of big ones lately. It's like 8 D1s coming out of Lake Charles this coming year.
A lot of baseball talent in Lake Charles. Lots.
What is it with that? It's just they've adopted it as one of their main
you know, we,
sports.
We were 3.5 innings from the Final Four last year, and we were beat by Sam Houston. And we beat them first game, they beat us second game, then beat us the third game. And the bad news is we're going to be good again, but so are they. Of course, Barb will be good. We've got to go right through them probably again.
Sam Houston has an A&M commit. He's a phenomenal player.
He hurt us last year.
6'4", 230. He's a great receiver coaching football. Vasquez, something like that.
He hit a ball on us last year that ended our season. He hit a ball about 400
feet. I'm leaving out St. Thomas More in Lafayette.
Another good program. Loaded with players.
Turlings Catholic. I mean, we can go on and on and on.
And I think you go back to the Sunshine States, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, we're always going to have good baseball. We play more baseball than most states.
What's the difference between Atlanta and Baton Rouge to you? You've become a big fan of living in Atlanta. Now you're back home. You got Marietta. You got all these great areas around Atlanta. But very similar. I always heard Georgia, Louisiana is very similar.
Well, they are, with this exception. They choose from more people than we choose from. their high schools are larger number of students.
Big enrollments.
So you're going to have more shortstops, more pitchers.
Yeah.
Their enrollments are a lot bigger than ours, you know, just big. And especially, I don't live in downtown Atlanta. I live well north of Atlanta, 35 miles. And the schools there are like, we may have 1,500 students, they may have 3,500. So their baseball teams are always good. Always good.
Yeah, like Lassiter's, what, 3,000 plus easy?
That's ridiculous.
You know, Wheeler probably 3,000.
Looks like little small junior colleges.
How do you recruit if you're the University of Georgia, Georgia Tech? I mean,
just stay right there in Georgia.
Yeah, just stay there.
Stay right there in Georgia.
I mean, stay in Atlanta, basically, the Atlanta metro area, right?
Anywhere in the Atlanta metro area, you can find enough Division I players to compete in the SEC.
Coach, any final thoughts about Central High School and – anything else you want to mention people listening?
Yeah, a couple of things. I'm really excited about Dr. Fountain and his vision for Central improving all of its facilities, not just the athletic facilities, but we're getting a new school within this school. So he's got a vision of world class, and he wants us to be world class, and he's working to get us there. I'm excited about what's going on in the athletic department with facility improvement to stay on track with everybody else.
Yeah. New gym, new basketball gym.
New gym, new track. New locker rooms, new track. We're getting a turf infield, getting new locker rooms, batting cages. We're just trying to stay current, and that's exciting. I think more so for the kids. I think we should have them, but for the kids to finally get them, it's an exciting time for them.
We're going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to come back with our final part of our interview with Leo McClure, head baseball coach at Central High School. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. This will be the last part of our interview with Leo McClure. I hope you're enjoying the interview. Head baseball coach, Central High School. This is the final part of our interview.
Coach Leo McClure, I think it's a game changer just with the track. I'm talking about just from sports. Because now you can get those track guys that want to be at an upper echelon track program. You know, right now they're going to Episcopal, Catholic High, Baton Rouge. But when you have a track on their level, they're going to come here and they're going to play other sports. You know, track is something that I ran track here. And we didn't have the best facilities back in 88, 89. And this is going to be a world-class track.
I think because of the new facility, the world-class track, you will see a new emphasis on it. So you'll see more of the athletes that play football, basketball, baseball go and participate in track.
Yeah, I mean, you might get a shot putter now that throws
exactly
50 feet and says, hey, I love the program here. I love the facilities. You know, I remember we used the old track back in 88.
At the high school.
At the high school. And refurbishing needed 20 years back, you know.
Right.
So, but we didn't complain. We were kids.
Didn't know.
But I can't wait to see the new track build and the new gym and the new school, like you said. And it's going to be incredible for the community.
You know? It truly is. He actually, Dr. Fountain, has a vision 10 years from now. He would like to see athletic facilities across the street here, where you go there just for athletic events. That's in his long-term plans, you know.
Not
10
bad.
Years out. Yeah.
It's going to be like West Monroe. You have your own nutrition store and all that stuff probably at some point, right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Your baseball guys will have their own nutrition refrigerator and all that stuff. Coach, who is the best, most natural athlete in the family, like the most natural? Who was
in my family?
Out of all your boys and yourself?
I hate to do this, but they all know it was clearly Trey. Clearly Trey. She's saying Trey's daughter is a cheerleader here. No, it was clearly Trey. He was a all-state kind of performer in all three sports, whereas Todd was a really good football player and a really good baseball player.
Yeah.
But the most gifted would be Trey, and I tell people all the time, he was the most gifted. Todd made the most money.
And then Trey got an national championship with LSU
baseball.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
I want to share, if you can share a story and see if you can confirm it. I thought it was a great story in recruiting with Todd. I remember his senior year. I remember he was playing tight end. Obviously, you end up playing center in the NFL and LSU. But take us back to Todd. I remember many people telling me this, that Lou Holtz in Notre Dame was recruiting someone else, and they looked at Todd in a game, and they went full force at him. That changed everything in recruiting for him.
What happened with Todd, I don't know that Lou Holtz was there, but I do know that what happened with Todd was football coaches started coming to basketball games, okay? Now, they would see big in the SEC is not good. Big with quick feet and hands is what they're looking for. And not because he was my son. Todd had phenomenal feet and hands, number one. It was a gift from God. Number two, he had excellent peripheral vision, which as a catcher in baseball, as a point guard, believe it or not, in basketball, and it was needed at the center position of football. He played point guard until his junior year.
I didn't know that.
Man. Yeah. Well, he grew up in a gym with me.
Wow.
So his vision, his feet and his hands is what gave him a chance because in the NFL, he was undersized.
Yeah.
You know, now the neat part of your question is this. He played center 1 year in high school, ninth grade year. Curly Hallman's staff saw him at Baker. They began the recruitment of him as a center. He never played center again. Steve Ensminger was at Texas A&M. And Steve said to me, he said, Leo, if you ever get Todd to center, he'll play for a long time. Well, was he right?
He was right.
Yep, it was because of his feet and his hands. He was a smart player and his vision. Todd was a really smart football player at the pro level. Had to be because they were guys a lot bigger.
What offer opened it up? Because I remember LSU didn't offer for a while that staff. They were kind of not on him for a while. I'm just telling the true story here. But
the truth?
The truth, yeah.
The truth is
– I mean, it was a success story in the end.
But. Yeah, well, you had Southern Miss and all the local – colleges with Todd.
Yeah.
And I called Steve Ensminger. I said, Steve, I need a favor. I said, Curly Hallman, well, I'm sorry. Curly had turned it over to DiNardo.
Yeah, that's right.
And DiNardo was coming in our house. And I called Steve, who was at A&M at the time, and I said, Steve, I need a favor. I need to tell DiNardo tonight that A&M's coming in tomorrow night.
Right.
He said, you tell him I'm in there at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. So then I said to Todd, I said, Todd, where do you want to play? So I want to play at LSU. I said, well, don't mess with this man tonight.
Right.
I said, if he asks you where you want to play, you say LSU. But if he asks you who you're visiting, the first word out of your mouth is Texas A&M.
That's right.
So yeah. DiNardo asked him, okay, we'll offer you tonight, but we want you to cancel all your visits. So it worked out.
Right.
You know?
You got to play the game right.
So. End of that story is I walked to the car with DiNardo, with him and Billy Elias.
Oh.
And I said, Coach, he was a recruiting coordinator.
I remember Billy.
I said, Coach, I want to just say this to you. I know it's going to come across as a dad talking. You're getting a lot better football player than you think you're getting. And he goes, time will tell. 3 years later, he asked me, how did I know? And I said, because he was an athlete before he was a football player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I told him.
I worked with Bill doing consulting with them at the time. He was from Pennsylvania.
Right.
He was from up north. And he didn't even know where to get to, if you said Jennings at the
time. He wouldn't know how to go.
Yeah. He's a great guy. I think he's coaching D3 football right now somewhere up north. But that's a great story.
It's a true story. If anybody tells you this, no, it's a true story. So Steve Ensminger was my partner in crime.
And it worked out. I mean, Atlanta would say thank you for that.
Todd did really well. And I'll get a little emotional. He wanted to play one more year. They wouldn't let him. They should have kept him one more year. And it took him 2 or 3 years to recover from it.
Oh, big time.
He was actually forced out. And they shouldn't have done it. They almost brought him back out of retirement.
Heck, and he was doing – he was still
– oh, he was fine.
Still had youthness as a game.
Kind of
like Whitworth right now with the Rams,
right? 39 years
39
old.
Years
yeah, right. That's right. They were real close to bringing Todd back out. They actually called him to come back out, and then they didn't follow through on it. But
well, the NFL is a business.
That's what got him. It's the business side of it. And they thought they could save a little money and get a guy, and as it turned out – it didn't work, and I never will forget when they picked up Mac from Cincinnati or Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Todd called me and said, Daddy, this is the right guy. Because he now is the guy that replaced him at center. The other two didn't.
It took a while.
It did. It took a while.
And he might have played 2 more years if they'd have let him, huh?
He definitely wanted one more.
One more.
Yeah. And he didn't want to be traded because his kids grew up in Atlanta. He didn't want to move them around.
Right. So. Final question. Food in Atlanta, food in Baton Rouge.
Not even close. Central Baton Rouge food beats it every day out. I tell everybody all the time.
Even though Chick-fil-A's out of Atlanta.
If the one thing I miss living in Atlanta is Louisiana food. They don't cook it the way we do.
Yeah. What do you think of that Chick-fil-A? I mean, it's everywhere in Atlanta. Huh? It's.
I actually, years ago, when Todd and LSU played in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, I had never heard of it. So what is a Chick-fil-A?
And then now you move there, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a great story, the Chick-fil-A story.
Leo McClure, coach, thanks for joining us. We're in the library at Central. Construction's going on. It's actually kind of quiet considering it's probably going to get noisy later, but they're building the school as we speak. And excited for you, excited for your team. And
let me say one thing about my team before we go.
One more, go ahead.
We're going to be really good this year.
Sounds like it. I mean, you got three really good pitchers.
I got three good pitchers, but I return seven of my top 11. I don't have a problem saying we're going to be really good. I expect us to be really good. Whether we win the state championship or not, that may come down to a pitch or two.
Yeah.
But we should be able to compete with anybody in the state.
Jimmy Johnson, you mentioned DJ a lot, and we talked about Graydon, the young sophomore. But before we go, Jimmy Johnson's a senior going to Southeastern. Underrated, sleeper?
Not underrated. He committed real early, his 10th grade year. He throws 88, 89.
Lefty, righty.
He's my number one. DJ's number two. Graydon's number three. I've got a really good experienced shortstop, Taylor Walters. We had a transfer from Live Oak behind the plate, Caleb Easterling. I got a transfer from Cadillac High, Landon Schutz, which will be the biggest addition to last year's team. He's a junior that'll play first base and hit with power.
Okay. I mean, I can tell you're excited, man.
No, I am. We're going to be pretty good.
Look, I know when I showed up here today, you were playing. Tell the sport you were playing with your P class.
Ping pong.
Ping pong. I've never seen six or seven ping pong tables spread out. I never saw a ping pong table at Central High School when I was here.
Different age, different era, man. Right? We do lifetime sports, traditional sports, and they get a lot of opportunities.
How are you doing today in ping pong?
My students were not doing real good. We were trying to ping, and we couldn't even pong.
All right, Coach. Thank you,
you got it, all Lee. Right, anytime. All hey, right, you've been doing this for a while, haven't you, bro?
Yeah.
Hello.
30 years?
No, I don't know. I mean, it's been a decade or two.
I was
or
young when I got in. I was like 20.
You're still young, brother.
19.
'Cause you know, 51. You know, everybody asks me all the time. They say, hey, old man, when are you getting out? I said, I'll be honest with you. I may die trying to score a guy to win a game. They may look over at third base and say, the old guy just had a heart attack. But I'm not going to be the guy in the rocking chair.
Right,
that ain't in my DNA.
It's all in how you feel, yeah.
Good deal, brother.
Hope everybody enjoyed the show today. I mean, I really had a good time interviewing Leo McClure. It had been a few years since I'd seen Leo, and I'm glad to – he's back at Central High School coaching the baseball team. He's a great guy. I mean, if you want to know baseball, if you want the sport broken down, he's definitely the guy to talk to. And I think he's going to do great things at Central this year in baseball. And they're going to be one of the top teams in Class 5A in baseball when this thing comes down to the wire. We talked about Barb High School in Class 5A. In Lake Charles, but you know, Central's got a chance to be right up there with them, which Barb is the bar you shoot for to play against Barb or beat Barb in the state title game every year. But Central's got the team, the Central Wildcats, City of Central, got a great chance to get to a state championship game this year in baseball. Please be sure to check out our website, LAFootballMagazine.com. To pick up our magazine, our preview magazine, you can still purchase a North copy or a South copy or a digital copy. That's LAFootballMagazine.com. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you again on Friday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.